Hello and welcome to this episode of the Yellow and Blues podcast. India here in England. Well, one of the teams is here in England. The other one's obviously in Ireland. I don't know. It's just confusing where India are playing right now at the minute. But hi, Venkat. How are you?
Yeah, hi Srini. I'm doing very well. I have to say, one of the teams is in the neighborhood for us. It's not even like in England. It's like literally about 10, 15 minute drive from here or something like that. Yeah.
Well, they well slightly a little bit more. They will be when the game starts in Edgbaston on Friday, the first test. But before we get on to the test series, now let's just have a roundup of what's happening elsewhere. Well, especially I think should start with the England versus New Zealand series. It's a completely different England team that's playing this test series than the one that in the last 12, 18 months, I guess.
Yeah.
There's a massive difference in Stokes and Brendan McCullum's.
It's completely changed, Srini. I mean, I was watching some of the Chiefs in absolute disbelief. Even in the last game today, Root hit a couple of reverse sweeps, and he was trying again. So sometimes it came off, sometimes it didn't. So that summarizes to me that somebody who you think is traditional can lap the ball over gully for a four. It just shows the kind of change of mindset. And India is
Yeah.
going to have a tough competition, is what I can see.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the mentality that the team had like last year when India were here versus the mentality that they will have now is completely different. I mean, that came in lots when Bumrah and Shami were batting. You remember they completely lost the plot, England, and they started bowling bounces, etc. And
Yeah.
Shami scored that half century, and
Yeah.
then India came back and bowled them out. I think this team will be like completely different from that in terms of the mindset. Rightly, as you said, like Root obviously had been in the form of his life for the last 2 years. Since I think January when he came to Sri Lanka, that was 2021, isn't it? So definitely the last 18 months have been an absolute golden run for him. We've touched on this podcast a few times on that. But then watching Jonny Bairstow
Yeah.
this last two test matches, especially the way he came out and batted today, it's like he still seems to be like thinking he's playing the IPL, he's in the IPL mindset. And it's completely coming off. I mean, he probably needed that kind of mindset to just go out and bat and have complete total freedom.
Yeah. I know we have seen this in the past. India has done that in the past, and one player in particular, probably Sehwag, kind of pioneered this kind of approach in Test cricket. And I know there are a couple of others who had played bits and pieces, innings with swashbuckling batting style. But I don't know how long this run will last before people start to employ. I think it's now everybody's shocked out of this sheer speed at which the runs are being scored, our targets being chased down. And I think it's fair to say New Zealand are caught unawares, but I'm sure India are going to be looking at footage and looking at different tactical strategy to counter this. Let's see.
Yeah, I mean that even England will come unstuck. There'll be the odd match they'll have, that collapse because of the approach. Right, this third test, the first innings they were like 55 for 6 or something like that. So there will be, games like that. But again, this goes back to the one day mindset where like, Owen Morgan created that environment where it didn't matter if they lost a match going for a win, they would go. And That sort of mindset, I think, in the test matches will win them more matches than they will lose. So it depends, whether not just like, Stokes kind of thing, the rest of the batsmen, when people are winning, and you're going ahead, yeah, even if you don't really perform, if you have that odd wicket that goes, the batsman will come back into the next game in the mindset. But if they have like suddenly a couple of losses, will and people's bat, that's when you will see the difference. So, but
Yeah.
it's enjoyable right now, that's all,
Yeah,
so
that's all it is.
it's enjoyable. So let's kind of
If
look
you
at
are
the
a New
right.
England fan, yes, definitely very much enjoyable. If you're a cricket fan, this is one of those moments where you can say, ah, okay, after this, it became different.
True,
It's what
but
it is.
you can argue the other way also. It's like looking at their white ball side, that revolution now, it's well over almost 4 or 5 years, and they've stuck to it, and that's kind of giving them results. So you never know, like, this might also, like, revolutionize the way the rest of, that the interesting, the one bit that's interesting to me on this one is, like, there's been a lot of talk about the 4 day tests, etc.
Yeah.
But with the way now England are batting, actually, tests are still going the whole 5 days. I mean, they won all the three tests only on the fifth day.
That's a good point. Yeah, very good observation.
So yeah, maybe you play like this, you score, both teams going like this, scoring lots of runs, and tests will again start to go back to 5 days. There'll be results, but it'll be entertaining batting. It's possibly another way you will bring in crowds back to the test cricket.
Yeah, exactly. And with English weather, for all the tests to go 5 days is an absolute rarity.
Yeah. So anyway, so moving on, but staying with England, the other news that's currently doing well, I say the rumors, but it seems to be, like, in all media, that Owen Morgan is going to announce his retirement, well, step down from captaincy, and also announce his retirement tomorrow. That, I mean, I don't know who will be the new captain. I think the names being bandied around are Jos Buttler, and potentially Moeen Ali, but I'd hedge my bets more on Jos Buttler. But again, that's such a big change, because he, for the last 7, 7.5 years, he's completely revolutionized English cricket.
Absolutely. And also the fact that he doesn't have a place anymore in white ball, I mean red ball cricket, could also play a part. Now that folks and Bairstow, are there, I don't
Yeah.
know if it would make a side the difference, but yes, I think from a keeping standpoint, Butler, has been, clearly out of his red ball place.
So it's, I mean, overall, like, it's been like a phenomenal career from, I think, well, I wouldn't say from 2014, but it's like, he took over in 2014, but it's post that World Cup in 2015. He not just revolutionized English cricket. I think, most other teams have taken on the approach. I don't think anybody's caught up to that kind of approach. Overall, if you look at his overall numbers as well, like, it's fairly good, almost averaging 40 in one day cricket, and sort of T20 also. Yes, the last probably year, 18 months, has been a slump. He's not really scored much runs. I think if I'm not wrong, he's not scored, he's probably scored one. He's not played a lot of ODIs in the last 12 months, probably four or five, that's all. And similarly from T20s also, like, he's averaging around 17, I think 17 or 18, if I remember. So yeah, but I mean, Jos Buttler, he's captained many times, and then he'll probably just carry on with the same.
Yeah, with the World T20 coming in, I don't know who they're going to be. It's going to be somebody they have to make Who's, I mean, as you said, Moeen Ali or Butler, more so
I think
Butler.
Butler most likely, like, no, he's been the vice captain for a long time and he's almost been groomed in Morgan's shadow. The one interesting thing though will be like they are obviously different types of captains in the sense Morgan, he's probably got like almost like the Alex Ferguson, control of Manchester United sort of thing. Even though there was a coach, it was Morgan who was probably running the show with the new coach in Matthew Mott. Depends on how Jos Buttler goes, but yeah, that's an interesting one to look at, keep an eye on. Anyway, moving on, let's look at what's happening in the world of Indian cricket. Obviously, as I started this episode on this, two different series that's happening for India, not necessarily parallelly because the T20 in Ireland will end tomorrow, so on Tuesday, and then the test starts on Friday. So they are back to back series, but there are two completely different teams. The one, the Red Ball team, is just finished a 4-day. I was going to say a 4-day match against Leicestershire, but it's probably more been a 4-day net session, open net session again at Leicester.
Yeah,
And
it was mixed all over the place, isn't it? Somebody batting twice, somebody playing for this innings mixed up. It was fun to watch. The one thing I remember is Bumrah getting Kohli's wicket, but not before getting scooped,
yeah.
uppercut, being six or something like that. It was good. Some Virat Kohli Twitter feed was, full of his cover drives and training net sessions. But I think it looks like they had a good outing, and that's what the idea was.
Yeah, in some quite a bit of interesting headaches, if you like. Well, the first one, let's start about that, is Rohit Sharma coming down with COVID. So, don't know who's going to captain it. Obviously, Mayank Agarwal's been called in as a replacement, but I don't think there was any vice captain announced for the series. So I'm not sure. I guess the fact that Rishabh Pant took over the captaincy at the T20I against South Africa, he might be the like an obvious choice in terms of captaincy. I can't see going back to Kohli. That's just not going to happen. There is no Ajinkya Rahane, so that's probably not. I don't see anybody else in the Test team, who can say the captain, unless the outside wild card is Bumrah. The other one I'm thinking is Shami. I'm sure, like, at some point, I can't remember, it was last year somewhere, somebody asked Shami, like, would you be interested in becoming India's captain? Or he said something to that effect. But
Yeah,
those are
he
all
did.
like, those are all complete wild picks.
No, I
Hopefully.
think, yeah. Go ahead, go ahead. You were saying
Sorry, I was
something.
just saying, hopefully, like, Rohit Sharma will actually be ready and be able to play on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know if they would risk it, even if there is a chance.
True, I mean, he
Yeah.
obviously will play the white ball series as well, so they may not. So yeah,
Yeah.
it's a bit of a headache from that perspective. Shrikar Bharat, just looking at the scorecards from the Leicestershire game, he scored like in almost all the innings that he played. It was a 70 not out in the first innings, and then in the other one as well, he scored. He was 43, so he's made runs. Pretty much everybody's made runs. Virat Kohli managed to get a century across two innings.
Mayank Agarwal has been roped in as a kind of stance, replacement for Rohit
Yeah,
Sharma.
Jadeja batted and scored some runs. So Shubman Gill, he played a few, across two, three innings, he scored some runs. So I don't know how much you can take out of it, but it just feels like they've had some middle practice. So hopefully, like, it's of some help, the game against Leicester.
Yeah.
Just looking at the weather, I think Friday, Saturday, I think at the moment it seems to be the forecast is rain, but then it's better weather from Saturday onwards. So,
Bowl first.
yeah, probably will be a ball first weather, but then India will lose the toss and go be put into bat and be shot out on the first day. That's just the way it happens, isn't it? Anyway, looking
Jimmy
forward.
Anderson will be making the ball talk in
Yeah,
a fast.
Jimmy Anderson's been well rested this last test, like, you know, with an eagle, and
Yes.
England have got some new faces in Matthew Pott, etc. You know, so yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I'm out there on Sunday. I think I'm on going for the game on the third day.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, I'm trying for a ticket on Saturday, but let's see how that works.
Yeah, so looking forward to see India back and playing, you know, in at its best, and should be an interesting test. So I think when we come back and record the next episode next week, it'll be the game probably will be in
Even
fine
if we
balance,
manage
and
a draw, I think we'll win the series.
yeah.
Let's see.
But yeah, Pujara has managed to get some runs as well.
Yeah.
So has. Well, no, Hanuma Vihari didn't manage
Hanuma
to get
Vihari, he was scored three in one of those innings.
1 and 20 in the other, but I mean, it's not like Chetheshwar Pujara scored a lot, but he, well, because he got a duck for the Leicestershire and then batted for against for India and scored about 22. So I don't know. It's a toss-up between Chetheshwar Pujara and Vihari as to who gets picked up for the 11. But Pujara obviously is probably will be backed because of the amount of runs that is scored at the county.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you
we'll
can't
see.
drop Pujara. Sorry.
So we mentioned, like, you know, the other game, obviously, like, you know, India played the first T20I in Ireland. It was a 12-over game rather than a 20-over game. There was some good bowling, you know,
Yeah.
Bhuvneshwar Kumar, 3-over, 1 for 16. Umrah Malik got his debut, so that was nice to see. Although he didn't manage to bowl much, he just bowled 1 over.
Yeah, his first ball was 148, 149 something. Was like, yeah, that is good. Good pace that was.
That was good pace. Again, Chahal bowled, you know, at a time when all of all, when Chahal and Bhuvneshwar were standout bowlers for as far as India are concerned. Everybody else went for over 10 runs, you know,
Yeah.
economy. And Bhuvneshwar and Chahal, as I said, 3 overs for 16 for Bhuvi, and Yuzi Chahal went for 3 overs for 11. So that's some phenomenal bowling in those conditions.
Yeah, definitely. Chahal went only for 3.6 runs. I think one person I need to call out in this first game is Harry Tector. I think he was like really giving a tough time. And it's not easy to hit the bowlers that we are talking about. I mean, I think Hardik Pandya also mentioned saying, yeah, I had a chat with him. Give him a bat and hopefully he wins some IPL contract. That means probably you are likely to see him play for Gujarat Lions, Titans, some. But yeah, it was good hitting. I mean, it was definitely to score at more than run a ball, 2 runs a ball against India. Seasoned T20 players, pros, just off IPL is really good.
Yeah, I think they'll probably stick with the same team for the next game. I mean, Deepak Hooda came to open the innings. That was a bit of a surprise, but then I think Hardik Pandya said Rituraj Gaikwad was carrying
Yeah.
an eagle, which is why Deepak Hooda. When it started, Deepak Hooda seemed to be like struggling, but then by the end, when he finished, like, you know, yeah, if once Hardik Pandya came in and started going, Deepak Hooda then got into the act and finished the game, you know, very quickly in under 10 overs. Hopefully the weather stays better tomorrow, and you know, you get a full 20-over game, so that'll
Yeah.
be looking forward to it. Yeah, not much to say on those games, so hopefully India will
Just
wrap it
12
up.
overs, really. It's more than like twice the power play or something like that. It's like, yeah, there's nothing in that.
Yeah, so India will probably wrap up the game tomorrow and then look forward to the Test series and then followed by the white ball series
Yeah.
here in England. The
India
other,
women are also on a tour, isn't it?
yeah, that's the other one. Indian women are tour in Sri Lanka. Obviously, they finished their like three T20Is and then now they've got three ODIs left. They won the T20I series
Yeah.
2-1.
2-1, yes, it
Yeah, they
is.
won the
The
first.
first two were won by India, and this last one, which I caught a glimpse of, I think, yeah, Sri Lanka batted really well. To chase in a T20, chasing 138 is not any mean feat. Again, excellent. Chamari Athapattu scored about 80
Yeah,
knockout in that game. So,
she's probably the one that's like, for Sri Lanka in terms of, across all of the games, Chamari Athapattu is the one that's been
yeah.
consistently scoring. For India, Harmanpreet top scored, I think, overall across the three games, about 92 runs, and Genevieve Rodriguez
Yeah.
put up some form back in the T20s. Genevieve should probably be heading over here to England, to play in the 100.
Yeah.
So we'll probably see her over here. Just looking at, that those games in terms of the women's performances. Bowling wise, again, Radha Yadav took 4 wickets.
Yeah, Radha took Radha Yadav took 4 for 41, I think. No, yeah. No, I think she got one in the last game, but overall series, I think she bowled well.
So, followed by, I think, the ODI series starts next. So we'll probably keep an eye out on that one as well in terms of what's happening. Again, in the domestic Ranji Trophy, Pradesh
Yeah.
win the first maiden Ranji Trophy this year. So that's big news.
That's a huge this thing. I think there's been a lot of noise and news made about Chandrakant Pandit and how he has led again to draw the parallels between somebody. I think one of the players had tweeted that he's Ashwin, was it? Saying drew parallels with Alex Ferguson and how he had the complete command over the team and how he led it. And I think more is being spoken about. I haven't watched any game, so I can't say with any certainty what difference that did that make. But yeah, I
Yeah,
think.
though, I mean, the one thing is like, so Madhya Pradesh have really not got what you would say, like, star names. If you, they obviously, like, played the final against Mumbai, and Mumbai are like, one of these, what you would call the elite teams, really, in Ranji Trophy, having won it so many times. And they had like quite a good team. You had people like Prithvi Shaw, Sarfraz Khan, all of Yashasvi Jaiswal, people who had played in the under-19s, people who have played for India, people playing the IPL and everything else. So they have like a quite a good team, Mumbai.
Yeah.
But it's actually good to see, like, so no non what you would call like traditional teams winning the Ranji Trophy. It makes for a difference in from that perspective. The wins for like Madhya Pradesh, Saurashtra won, I think, a couple of years ago. So these kind of your Mumbai's, your Karnataka's, Tamil Nadu, I wouldn't say, because Tamil Nadu has
Yeah.
been like struggling to win Ranji
Yeah.
Trophy. They've been more good at white ball, winning the Syed Mushtaq Ali, etc. But they've been struggling in the red ball. Tamil Nadu quite doesn't have the the red ball team. But it's usually like Bengal, these kind of teams are the ones what you would call like, you know, sort of regular winners.
Yeah, I mean,
The
I.
only name I can sort of relate to in the Ranji Trophy team from Madhya Pradesh is Rajat Patidar, who scored some runs in the
In the
IPL.
world, yeah. Yeah, but one thing is good is that these games get a lot of fan following as well, which is very important. Yes, IPL is important, but on the state side and having a team which kind of is quite heartening to see for Indian cricket in the long run, especially in the longer format of the game.
Yeah, and that's obviously like, you know, the Ranji Trophy is the bread and butter that feeds the Indian Test teams. So that's where, like, you know, the next Chetheshwar Pujaras and Ajinkya Rahanes and Kohlis will come. I mean, we talked about so much about, like, you know, Jasprit Bumrah. People remember him from his white ball, and Ashwin again coming in from IPL and etc. But what they don't know is, like, you know, these guys actually have done a lot in the Ranji Trophy and in on the red ball. And which is
Yeah.
why they're able to perform so well in the test team. So yeah, ultimately your performances in Ranji Trophy is what's going to bring you into the test team. So
Yeah.
hopefully one of these players from Madhya Pradesh will make it to the Indian team. All the best to them.
Indeed.
So look forward to that. So I think that's kind of pretty much, you know, time for us to wrap. I was going to, like, you know, quickly mention the TNPL, but not really. Maybe the next time around we can have a little bit look at the TNPL. News is that, you know, people like obviously Murali Vijay is playing in the TNPL, but also Ashwin, Karthik, etc. Once they finish the England tour, are going to go back and play the
Oh,
TNPL.
that's
So
interesting.
that'd be
That would be
good.
interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, TNPL is
Yeah.
our feeder line for the CSK in some sense, you know.
It is, isn't it? And then
So,
there are, these tournaments are getting shorter and shorter. I was reading the news, very brief mention about the 60
60,
tournaments.
which I think Chris Gayle is kind of going to be playing. He in fact opted out of the CPL
Yeah, it's just
to play
interesting,
in.
isn't it? When you thought, whoever thinks T20 is a long format.
Well, obviously they've gone to the 100 and then now they've gone to the 60. As I said, it's a matter of time before, I mean, although to be fair, the T10 has been there for a while, but they just now decided to name it 60 and create some additional.
Yeah, playing conditions. And the good thing is how you the fans the, of all the rules, how the fans could vote for a secret power, whatever power hit or whatever that is called play. So it was just.
Yeah, and I was just looking at that. The tournament actually lasts only for 5 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like we touched upon this a few weeks ago, where international tournaments, like, you know, West Indies traveled to Pakistan to play a 3-match ODI series, which finished in about a week's time. England went to New Zealand to play a 3-match
Yeah.
ODI series, which finished like within a week. And now then you've got this kind of tournament where the whole tournament finishes in 5 days, and you'll have, like, you know, people turning from all over the place to come there.
Yeah. 2 week
Yeah.
IPL, anybody?
On the other hand, exactly, the IPL is kind of looking at expanding a little bit more longer,
Oh,
and then
gosh.
you've got these tournaments that finish in like 4 days and 5 days. It's incredible.
It's crazy. I think it also speaks volumes of the cricket following that there are in different geographies, and where you have prolonged, series, you are more likely to see greater following.
Yeah, it's just the attention span
Yeah, exactly.
keeps going down and down. So anyway, let's wrap this episode of the Yellow and Blues with that. The next match obviously is India's next game is against Ireland tomorrow, but then looking forward to the one-off test match against England. It'll
Definitely.
really be exciting, you know, considering where England are right now. It's going to be I mean, for me, I think the would have been interesting if Kohli was still the captain, It's almost like, what's that terminally called? Like, the immovable force or moving. It's that would have been like, Stokes versus Kohli would have been, Rohit
They
Sharma's
will
obviously a
not.
completely different mindset, but a Kohli versus Stokes would have been, the captaincy styles and, sort of going head to head.
Yeah, it would have been
It's
interesting, but you never know. You can still have curly resistance.
Yeah, I think Kohli will slightly take a back seat now. No, whoever is the test captain, he'll probably let them run the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, he'll still be there. I'm really looking forward to that test match. Let's see. Anyway, yeah. So if you like the sound of this podcast, definitely like rate us on Spotify or any of the podcasts from which you get your podcasts, and also follow us on Twitter. Our handle is Yellow and Blues. Look forward to hearing any comments, etc., from you. So until next time, it's Venkat and Srini signing off.